Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 27th to December 3rd, 2010. The PA has condemned a new Israeli plan to build more settlements. In the meanwhile, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh declared support for the Palestinian state within the 67 borders, if all the Palestinians choose it through a national referendum. In addition, Israeli military assaults against Palestinians continue in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. The details with IMEMC Annie Erzabel.
This week, the anti-wall protests took place in the villages of Bilayn, Nilayn, and Al-Navi Saleh in the central West Bank. Like every Friday, Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers at all these locations after the midday prayers. In the village of Al-Navi Saleh, northwest Ramallah, many people were treated for tear gas inhalation after Israeli troops violently surprised the protest. Soldiers fired tear gas canisters, rubber bullets, and gaseous missiles prohibited by international law in demonstrations. Bassem Al-Tamimi, Nariman Al-Tamimi, and Naji Al-Tamimi, members of a family and local protesters, were injured due to an inhalation of the incendiary material. In addition, a Palestinian boy, Mohammed Abdul Latif Rushide, was treated of suffocation. In the nearby Bilayn, dozens of protesters suffered tear gas inhalation following clashes during the march organized by the Popular Committee Against the Wall. As soon as the protesters reached the military fence, the Israeli soldiers threw tear gas, sound bombs and rubber bullets at them. In addition, some olive trees were burnt. No arrests were reported. The protest also echoed the release from prison of Mohammed Abu Rahma, 16, who was arrested last week after paying a deposit of 8,000 shekels. His father, Abdallah Abu Rahma, leader of the nonviolent popular resistance movement, is in Israel detention since July 2009. In the village of Nilayn, two demonstrators were heavily injured of asphyxia due to tear gas inhalation. The march began under the title No Peace with Occupation. When the demonstrators arrived near the wall, they started knocking, asking the soldiers who were stationed behind them to open the gate. The clashes between the protesters and the Israeli troops lasted during 3 in the afternoon, as protesters remained near the gate despite the violent response from the Israeli army. For IMEMC, this is Aneira Zabal.
The PA defined the decision as a slam to the US-led peace efforts between Israel and Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of the deposed government of Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, said that Hamas would accept a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders if the Palestinians chose it through a referendum. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Sabi Rikat says the announcement will destroy chance for peace between Palestinians and Israelis in a time U.S. has been trying to bring together Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu back to direct talks. No comment was released, neither from Washington nor from Tel Aviv, as Israeli PM has hinted at the possibility to temporarily freeze settlement building in the West Bank settlements, not in the occupied East Jerusalem. The expected construction will take place in the Pisgat Ze'ev settlement, built on the occupied East Jerusalem, after Israel had confiscated the region following the 1967 Israeli-Arab War. On Wednesday, Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh reiterated his party's willingness to establish a Palestinian state within 1967 borders if approved by a worldwide referendum of Palestinian people. Referring to a peace agreement, Haniyeh said Hamas would accept the results of a referendum even if it contradicts their current policies. This seems to imply that Hamas would be willing to support a peace agreement that includes recognition of Israeli statehood as long as majority of Palestinians support it. But Talal Okel, a Gaza-based political analyst, does not believe Hamas would go that far.
In essence, there is no chance to achieve a peace agreement with Israel. Yet this statement is a message from Hamas that the party is more flexible and the responsibility lies on the shoulders of the international community to forge a compromise with Israel. The problem lies in Israel, not with Palestinians. This comes as the peace process seems to be stalled once again.
Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Tensions remains in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Al-Isawiyyah. Israeli forces carried out raids into different cities of the West Bank and arrested 8 Palestinians, including a boy. In Gaza, 6 Palestinian workers were wounded and 3 were killed near the border of the Gaza Strip. I'm MC Alessandra Bajuk.
On Saturday, 17 Palestinian workers driving in their vehicle were injured near the Israeli settlement of Beit Ha'ilit after being chased by the army. On Sunday night, Israeli forces raided into a village near Hebron and arrested a 17-year-old boy after searching his house. Also, the Ahrar Center for Detainee Studies and Human Rights reported that 2 detainees, known as Sheikh Jamal Abu Al-Hajja from Jenin refugee camp and Ahed Abu Glama from Beit Furik, began a hunger strike this week demanding to be removed from solitary imprisonment and to be allowed visits. In addition, Hamas political prisoners detained by the PA at the Jericho prison began a hunger strike in protest to what they called cruel treatment and humiliation. Also this week, a report by the Al-Maqdis Society for Development of Israeli violations in occupied East Jerusalem revealed that since 1967, the Israeli authorities have demolished and issued orders to demolish 1,485 Palestinian homes. Between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, 7 Palestinians were arrested during a series of Israeli army raids carried in different cities of the West Bank. One of the detainees was identified as Sheikh Jahalil Nayef Rajoub, a legislator abducted by the military from his house in the west of Hebron. On Wednesday, clashes were reported in the neighborhood of Al-Isawiyyah in East Jerusalem between dozens of residents and Israeli police after the Jerusalem municipality demolished a Palestinian home and print workshop. Further clashes broke out in Isawiyyah on Thursday evening between Palestinian residents and Israeli troops patrolling the area. 8 people were treated for tear gas inhalation. In other news, on Thursday evening, several extremist Israeli settlers set fire to dozens of Palestinian olive trees in Khalid Awana area, near the evacuated settlement of Homesh, west of Nablus. On Friday morning, the PNN reported that Israeli troops entered the refugee camps of Barkin and Aqaba in the area of Jenin, carrying out a round of patrols. No arrests were confirmed. On Monday, in the Gaza Strip, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, known as Al-Quds Brigade, claimed responsibility for firing mortars at Israeli army that invaded the east of Beit Hanun in the north of Gaza. In addition, security forces operating under Hamas prevented 2 Fatah leaders sent to hold talks with Hamas from entering Gaza. On Tuesday, 5 Palestinian workers were injured by the Israeli army while they were collecting stone aggregates in northern Gaza, near the Israeli settlement of Eli Sinai. The incident followed a rapid series of sniper attacks. Another worker was shot and wounded on Wednesday as he was collecting stones and rubble in the northern part of Gaza. On Thursday, the Israeli military killed 2 Palestinians near the northern border of the Gaza Strip. According to Israeli sources, the 2 men were attempting to infiltrate in a kibbutz outside Gaza. In addition, 1 Gazan boy was killed due to an electrical shock inside one of the tunnels in the Rafah district. Also, Palestinian sources reported that on Thursday evening, Israeli soldiers shelled several homes in the eastern part of Khan Yunis, south of Gaza, causing excessive damage. IMMC.org, this is Alessandra Bajak.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussein Cassis and Sarah Al-Smous.